Yep.
Okay, I'm going to call the Agriculture, Industry, and Planning Committee meeting to order for February. Paul, could you lead us in the pledge, please?
Sure thing. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, I need approval from the committee for the minutes of AIP from January 6th and January 25th, please.
I'll move it. Hold it.
Second.
Okay. Motion first and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. The first order of business on the committee agenda is Matt Sosa. You're up with some planning department resolutions.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. It's the first time I'm joining remotely. Okay, so just first on the docket is authorizing a public hearing for community development block grant. This was actually something that was approved back in July, but OCR requirements stipulate that a public hearing has to be held in the same year in which you apply for the grant. The other thing that you might have a question on or you might want to note is that the public hearing specifies fiscal year 2020. That's because there wasn't a CDBG grant round in 2020 due to the pandemic. So this is actually CDBG 2020 funds just occurring in the year 2021. So that is it for that item.
I'll move that.
Second.
Okay, here, motion first and second. Is there any discussion or questions for Matt? Okay, pretty clear. Thank you, Matt. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay, carried. Next item, Matt.
All right, and the next item is just a submission of a CDBG grant. This is for the Woodlands community in Hornellsville. Some of you might remember we did a project 3 years ago. It was an infrastructure project to do water and sewer upgrades in the community. And it was always understood that a couple years down the line, they would need to submit another grant to do electrical upgrades and a lot of road maintenance. So this grant is targeted at securing CDBG funds for that purpose.
Matt, do you have an idea of the cost or the project cost?
So I don't know exactly the project cost right now. The grant is going to be not to exceed $1 million. The prior round for water and sewer was $750,000 CDBG award. I suppose you could ballpark somewhere around that amount. And the county is going to be purely a pass-through. The community is actually incorporated and they worked with LaBella Associates and a professional engineer to do a lot of the work. And the county basically just applied and managed the grant on the public side of things.
So we're acting like lead agency, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I moved it.
Second.
Okay.
So any I have a question. So will this finish that whole project? Because there's been a lot of work done so far and more to come.
I think this is the final piece of, what has been a 5-year endeavor, maybe even longer for the members of the community. So I think this is, these electrical upgrades. And I think a lot of the road maintenance is to repair a lot of the work that was done with the water and sewer upgrades. So.
Potter, I have a question.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, why isn't the community applying for this themselves instead of going through the county?
A municipality has to be the applicant for CDBG grants.
And this was not, I thought it was, it's not the village, the city of Hornell or the village North Hornell then?
No, this would be the actual residents of the community, of the Woodlands community.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Fred, just information, if I remember it correctly, way back in the day, that was a privately owned community. And because it fell into such disrepair, there was a transition to member owned. Matt, is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
So these are the upgrades because the park was in such disrepair and it was impinging upon the health and safety of the individuals who left there. And we don't want to, you know, don't want to end up kicking all the people out in the street and being homeless. This was the wiser way to go.
Okay. Now that you mentioned that, I remember that. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So any other questions? We have a motion and a second. We have all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. Motion carried.
All right, thanks everybody.
So County Manager Jack Wheeler, you have anything?
Nothing this month.
Okay, rather compact AIP meeting, I will say. I'm going to take just a few moments to follow up on the goals that the chairman asked for. There will be, There will be two that I'll be submitting to the chairman and the county manager, and I want to know feedback from the committee, whether you agree or whether you have any additions that you want to consider. The first one is to revise, amend, redirect, however you want to state it, for the county loan fund that we set up through IDA and that REDEC had administered from last year. There'll have to be some reworking of, and there's been discussion on this committee before about ideas that we could consider with the IDA to maybe tweak that, or, you know, whatever the legislature's pleasure is going to be. So that's one of them. And the chairman suggested that we pursue negotiating an agreement with VRBO, as we have with Airbnb. It was a great idea. Apparently he was listening in on a NYSAC Zoom conference the other day that discussed that. So I think that's a doable goal for this committee and the county.
You know, that trailer park located up there above Napa and Hornell. Apparently that was in such bad disrepair as far as water and sewer and everything. It's a community all of its own. So the county has applied for CDBG funds in prior years and again this year to do upgrades for that, so they don't end up having to kick people out onto the street.
Fred, can I ask you to mute your mic if you're talking to somebody else?
Sorry.
Okay, so
Well, I completely agree with the VRBO agreement. That's money that we it's money that we should have and can use for our tourism efforts.
Yeah, and it's very much on an equal plane with Airbnb. So, I think it's very doable, and it's something we should get accomplished. Yeah.
And I much know money? Any idea how much money we're talking about?
No, we don't.
What's Airbnb? $30,000 a year?
It's trended a little more than that, so 40 maybe.
In that impact study that came down from the Association of Counties, it mentioned a sales tax on rental property, seasonal rental.
Jack, do you have a comment about that?
No, I'd have to dig a little bit more into that. I mean, normally it's the occupancy tax that is collected. So I don't know enough information to really comment at this point. I can dig.
The nice thing
about thanks, Jack.
And we've talked about, you know, the county doing the collection. This is VRBO doing the collection and giving us a check, right? I mean, that's the best way.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to be the curator and, you know, keeping track and all that. We would just collect the revenue.
Right.
which would be ideal.
Definitely in support of that.
Okay. So do any of the committee members have anything that you might want to submit as an addition that you feel is a priority? But I think those two are a priority.
So Robin, we were just in the last meeting talking about waiting until March when the department heads give their goals. Should we wait for another goal from the department heads?
It might be noteworthy. I'm just, Jack, can you give me a feel for that?
So as in every year, departments will submit goals. I've asked them to be concise and very brief with just a few very important ones, since obviously we're all going to be dealing with COVID for at least the first majority of the year. And that could inform your goals. Certainly, you know, departments are going to, you know, go their direction to achieve their internal goals. Obviously, you folks inform that. But those goals might also inform your decisions too. You know, what might be important to for your committee.
Okay, so Hilda, I really consider these two as a tentative list that I'm going to submit to the chairman and the county manager. And I'm sure that we can make additions if we need to, having reviewed what the departments submit.
Okay, I'm good with both of those.
Okay, so I think we'll just go with that. I don't need a motion for anything. And is there any other business to be brought before the committee today?
Hey, Robin, this is Tess from CCE. Do you mind if I give a quick update since we're having such a compact meeting?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for the proclamation for America Saves Week, which is at the end of February. We're going to be doing a lot of financial classes around that. And also a reminder, we have a lot of great education right now for farmers because it is a slower time of year. And this is a great time for folks to get their ag credits. We've been doing a lot of publicity around that, but now is the time to do that. We've been supporting a lot of our farmers with helping them figure out like what varieties of seeds to pick for their greens and for their vegetables, and helping them with some storage issues that have been going on. And our 4-H program has not been able to meet because of COVID, because typically people meet in their own houses or in their barns. So we've been giving out boredom buster kits. However, those are available to the entire community, not just to 4-Hers. And we have been collating the amount of visits that our teams and educators have been doing to farms. And this will be in our annual report that we will be sending out to folks. But so far in 2020, based on just primary calculations, we did about 100 visits to wineries in Steuben, approximately 400 visits from our Southwest New York Dairy, Livestock, and Field Crop team, and approximately 256 visits in Steuben County for vegetable farmers. And when I say visits, that's either going on site in a COVID-friendly way or doing a Zoom or sending pictures back and forth. A lot of times we get some pretty gross pictures of like potatoes or things like that. So that's what we're considering visits. So we've been helping a lot of farms this year. And again, we will be sending all that information out in our annual report. And if anybody has any further questions, please feel free to ask.
So Tess, this is Hilda. When is the work going to start for the bathrooms?
We're going to be starting not now, but we'll be starting probably in April or May. What's really nice about that is Nick Pelham, the Steuben County Fair Manager, will be in charge of doing that. So along with some volunteers as well.
Great, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Tess, this is Robin. I was reading the Cooperative Extension newsletter the other day, and I did notice that you're right on the financial information. I was particularly drawn to the program you have on there for downloading materials for younger children to learn financial management.
Oh yeah,
so I thought it was pretty good, because particularly since there's so many kids at home, you know, doing remote learning, it's just another another part that people can draw upon for a resource.
Yeah, thank you. That was made possible by a donation from a financial planning group.
So I just wanted to mention, I did mention this at the board meeting. I am responsible for sending emails out on a monthly basis to about 450 retirees at Corning. And since we're not meeting in person anymore, I started about 6 months ago an email that just talks about different things, but most of the time it's things that I have gleaned from the CCE website or the newsletter. And I've been getting all kinds of good favorable comments about, thanks for the information about this webinar or this information. And it's basically, and I've gotten approval ahead of time to be able to just pass it on. So people are enjoying it. And it's also giving a little bit of publicity to CCE.
Thanks, Hilda. We really appreciate that.
Okay.
Robin, Carol Fairchild, one other thing. Could you just email us the two goals that you're proposing?
Yeah, I plan on it, Carol.
Okay. You
want all the committee chairman, you mean?
Say that again.
All legislators or just directed to the committee chairman?
All legislators, probably.
Send it, Carol, not a problem. Any other business to be brought before the committee? If not, I'm going to ask for adjournment.
So moved. I can't.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. We're done with the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.